Will I not answer on this wise, saith the Spirit of grace? For a long time, since the beginning of the foundation of this nation, since the beginning of the fathers and the forefathers, from a long time since, the people have gathered themselves together in places of worship. And many, having not understood the foundation of my word, nor the reflection of the doctrine that I'd bring, only saw what was in front of them, only saw the demonstration or the lack of the demonstration of my power, and went away saying, this must be the church. But I say, nay. Many, many have not seen what my church represents. Many, many have not seen, but yea, understand these words and let them burn in your heart. For in these last days, the righteous shall burn bright with a brilliancy and bring forth a power which was once given to the church that I have never revoked. But they will step back into that power. And even those who do not understand by doctrine and do not understand saying, what does this church believe? Or what does that church believe? Understand this, that they will look at your demonstration of my power in you and say with all certainty, God is in the house, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. I worship you. Find very little fault. Do not be a fault finder. And those who know little or least concerning the power which is to come, but rather be a burning light in this dark world. When those who turn to you and say, is it so that there is power in the church? And by the name of Jesus, in a moment's time, the blind see and the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak. For it is easy for you to turn and see across this nation and even close to where you live, those who understand so very little. And many, many who have called themselves spirit-filled have hid themselves away in churches who are not spirit-filled, who are not filled with my power. But know this, again, I will come to them and say, come out from among them, saith the Spirit of grace. And those who will say yes will be part of what I will do in this last days. Some will make a calculated reason and say, oh, but I cannot. I cannot for this reason or for that. Did I negotiate with my disciples when I asked them to lay their nets down and follow me? Did I give them any alternative but to come? Did I not say, let the dead bury the dead? And yet some will argue with me and say, but I must remain in this church because I have this tie or that tie. Know this, you will go down with that church, saith the Spirit of grace. But know this, all those who separate themselves and follow after me will enjoy the benefits of the Spirit-filled, powerful life that I have plans to inaugurate my church with in these last days, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.